episode of Two-Headed Game Master. I'm Dane, the Warden Head.
I'm fucking Cez, the Marine Head.
I'm fucking Jimmy, you can't fucking kill me that easily, you fucking mug.
And I'm Enzo, the, wait, are we saying our characters' names?
It's a bonus episode and we're live playing.
I'm Jackie, the... I'm scared.
Frankly, I'm scared.
And I will run away, again.
That's true. I got a little scared on the dropship, but you've been scared of everything down
here. Yeah, you've been a bit scared of everything, haven't you?
But I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay now.
Are you?
Well...
Last time on Two-Headed Game Master, these adventuring crew members encountered their first carcinid. And it popped out of a husk of a marine at the research base that they were investigating. And it spooked Jackie quite a bit. And it was gross. And it smashed Jimmy's clavicle.
Ow.
And there was also another marine hidden in the APC being weird with a grenade that they tossed out of the APC and, you know, closed the door behind them. So now they have a car. And they were just about to start up the generator of Greta Research Base.
Yes.
So, without further ado, back into it.
Fuck. I don't have a fresh one.
I opened it before we started recording.
God damn it.
It's all right. We're getting sloppy. We're a couple in.
Don't talk to that thing.
Don't
talk to them.
Tell them that.
Put the fuel in there.
All right. I'm going to load fuel into the generator. Is the generator currently hooked up to anything?
Yeah. Just got to pull that plug, or pull the,
well, what's
the cord.
What's it hooked up to?
The base.
I yanked the pull start.
A little pull start powers the whole base.
All right, fuck it.
Yeah.
Pull it.
So the lights, as the generator roars to life, the lights flicker on, and that power cable that Jimmy had shot off that's laying in the pool of water in the hole sparks to life and... Shark, shocks the
Let's save
water.
That one for later, guys.
And then shorts out, and nice. The lights flicker a little bit again, and you're like, "Oh, that was dangerous."
Nice.
Everybody. Nah, that doesn't count as a fear roll.
Nah, you can't. That shit happens every day on the job.
Yeah.
Hey, using my mechanical aptitude.
So you have power to the base.
Knowing that I loaded the fuel into the generator, and knowing how familiar I am with generation and power and that, all that fucking jazz and magoo, how long do I think is we're going to have power operating?
I have the same question, just I would love to ask you in a much more scientific way.
Yeah, but that doesn't get you, that doesn't really pay
the
bills,
does it? How many liters of fuel to time do we have? Or some bullshit.
You estimate that with the fuel that you have, and in addition to the lights flickering on and the electrical thing, from further in the base, you hear a loud party music come through. So, like, where you guys are, it's kind of just, you know, an ambient through the walls, but, like...
What song is it?
It is not a song that we would know here, but it's a very popular party song. In this world of Mothership,
can you recreate me the beat at least, or like the?
We don't have the rights to that. Stop.
Oh, sorry.
It sounds like.
You are my savior.
That's what it sounds.
Very
like.
Good, very good. Is that party music, or is that more like superhero?
It's rock and roll, baby.
Is that like,
what the
is
Marines
that like
were partying
for a brick, he flew pretty good music.
I want to check that out.
You're horned up about that one, aren't you? fucking
Zach is like classic.
All right. So back to the time.
It's nice to see old
so with the fuel
back.
That you have, and you can tell that shit at the base is still powered on. So it's probably going to suck the fuel. You probably have about, say, 24 hours of fuel remaining.
Cool. How long has passed since I got stimmed?
We'll call it 6 minutes.
Cool. Let's hit that door.
All right. Let's head in.
We should look for the communication part of this base. Wherever that is.
Yeah, because part of one of our objectives is to restore comms.
Yes.
Let's do that.
And right now, I am very concerned about how we're getting off this planet to accomplish even option three.
What, do you want to live forever?
No, live free, die. But, like, you know, I'd like to be free of this planet, you know what I'm saying?
Eh, I don't know.
I'd like to live free without a bug taking over my body.
You got too much ambition.
I don't know if you just saw what happened in there, Jimmy, or if you can comprehend what is going on, because I can't.
Oh, yeah, the bug was actually on top of me. I got a pretty good look at it.
Yeah, I saw it. That was scary, and I ran away. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed at all. I'm glad I came back. Glad you're not hurt. Glad you're not dead.
Hitting that door.
So, the door opens, now that it's under power, and the garage is kind of, from the airlock that you guys first came upon, it is, like, on the exact opposite side of the base, kind of in its own little module. So there's a corridor that only leads further into the base, but very quickly it comes to a T-intersection, and there is, map directions on the wall. So going straight, you get toward, there's like an armory with like, a red line, and the crew habitat with a green line. And then the other way, there's command center, med bay, commissary.
He's like, this might be controversial and out of character for me, but let's go to the armory.
Yep. Armory, command center.
Sounds good.
Because I'm just wearing hazmat suit, and I would love some armor.
Yeah, I have no armor anymore.
At the intersection, it's louder down the passage that goes through the command center, med bay, commissary.
Cool. Armory. Can I take a moment to put on my vac suit, which is what I came to the mission with, now that my hazard suit's pretty fucked?
Yep.
While he's putting it on, Jackie's going to scan both directions. I don't know if the recording picked that up, but it was a doozy.
For the listeners at home.
That was a ripper of a fart. Jackie would like to scan both directions.
No signs of life.
None at all.
All right, down the hallway to the armory.
How wide are these hallways?
Probably 2.5 abreast.
How can we see, like, full down? There's full light, no
full
flickering?
Lighting. Yep.
And no sign of movement, nobody, nothing.
Correct.
Any like, fucked up, like, breaks in the wall, scratches, blood, drips?
Not where you are. There's obviously some signs, and like, there's like some muddy footprints, but no like signs of carnage or body parts.
Cool. Armory it is. Get moving.
Alright. As you get to the armory, you find that the industrial blast door that, secures the armory has been ripped off and is lying in the passageway.
Oh, that's not good.
Guys, I'm a scientist, not a military person, but the thing out there probably did that.
In the
that same one, but like
more of them.
The armory is a rugged metal interior, and it's got a cage with lockers behind it. And there's a giant pile of melted metal.
Does it look like it was melted, like but I mean like
let him finish,
like all this stuff was just like these bugs are smarter than we think and like just piled on all the explosives, all the other stuff, and like
that is an excellent conclusion, Jackie, that it looks like it was intentionally all the lockers are open and empty, and this mass of congealed metal definitely has a like strong adhesive, corrosive, like something definitely happened. It wasn't just like, oh, throw them all in, and then like, they didn't bond themselves together.
Well, I mean like that, like they weren't like super heated or exploded together.
So you don't think so? It wasn't.
Is there any sort of comms panels on the walls?
Sure.
And with the power, what do they look like?
They're on. And, like, it's just inner base.
Okay. I'm gonna go up to the comms, and I'm gonna be like, This is rescue team. What's our team's name?
Mass.
Well, as soon as you beep the comm on, a ear-splitting sub... it's not like a speaker next to your ears. It's more internal, you know, however that is described. But it's a piercing shriek. Everybody roll a sanity.
Is that what I heard? The same one I heard when I tried to talk to the radio? Okay.
Am I still on advantage?
That's a bad.
Yes.
49. What was that, fear?
Wow, I rolled an 89 and 84.
Sanity? Well, I failed either way. So.
I failed both.
All right, everybody take a stress.
Done. Did it.
Done.
You all hear...
I'm getting fucking stressed.
Intermittent whispered suggestions from an inhuman mind. All your body, each of your bodies break out in small incision remnants of paper cuts.
Oh.
I'm sorry? They just appear there?
Mm-hmm. A side effect of the shriek, you presume.
That's not how physics works.
I think Saz might panic a little bit.
Yeah, that's
I'm
not...
I'm starting to
okay.
wish I had taken more of
roll
an interest
panic,
in theology.
All right.
That's... I pass this out of Jack.
I hold it together, but only by 3.
Wait, sanity?
Well, he questioned how is that possible. He said Saz would panic. I think Jackie would be okay, considering that she's experienced this before.
I don't like it. I don't like it, but I think I'm...
So you hold it together.
I'm trying to draw
it's
conclusions.
Alien weirdness.
Do I gain any insight now that I've passed it quite phenomenally?
Was it crit?
No. Was 6.
So you don't necessarily understand the mechanism in which it happened, but it doesn't break the laws of physics.
Well, it does.
For your understanding, maybe, but you know, you claim to know everything about physics.
Well, I'm a bit mechy. I know
that's mechanics, not physics.
That's physics,
but it's mechanics.
It has some physical elements to it. Anyways, all right. Mechanic. So, you guys break out in small paper cuts.
Gross.
Ow!
I do hate it.
Uncool.
So, in the armory, is there anything of use?
Hold on 1 second.
Of course.
What is it? No, that's not how you do that. That's how you do that. So that is an 11. All right. Your stem has worn off.
Yeah. Oh.
What was your question?
Is there anything still of use in the armory? And I think they might, especially Saz would know better than
but the pile of, melted shit has you know some weird substance on it.
Ooh,
definitely.
Can I get a sample?
That you would definitely
can I get
take
a fucking sample of that?
Definitely
dog?
Take
girl,
a sample.
Girl,
of
you go.
Sample of weird armory.
While he's doing
goo.
That, I want to. Saz would be kind of like.
Well, yeah. What?
Angrily rummaging through everything.
Yeah.
Opening
find us something.
Like, are there any bullets or grenades left lying around?
So the sample that Jackie
pulls... Because this thing
just
attacked us through the radio,
it,
I hate that.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Because, like, the guns, the grenades, like you know, that's metal, that's whatever. What's the... Yeah, like, as
seems
you kind of said, the bonding material of it, some weird organic.
Can I try to mechie the comms panel and figure out if there's a problem with the panel itself?
Sure. You don't need to check. Roll for it. All functions are active. It seems to be receiving a remote signal that is auto-broadcast.
Jackie over her shoulder, she's like, you know, maybe you can you hack into the you know video feed, see what happened in here?
Like, are there cameras in here?
There are cameras in here.
Where would the archival footage be? Probably in the command center.
In the command center.
Yeah. Am I able to identify the fact that it's coming from a remote source?
Mm-hmm.
Can I identify how long that remote source has been transmitting, where it's coming from, or...
Yes.
Or,
In addition, you know, to the mission briefing, you know that there's Greta Base, and then there's the Heron Terraforming Center. The signal originates from the Heron Terraforming Center.
Right.
It has been going on for months, and it would explain the jamming nature of why there are no comms in or out.
While he's fiddling with it, does it make its noise again?
No.
Hey, can you, I don't want you to freak out when I say this. Can you bioscan us?
Check. Yeah. He's like pulling away like metal. It's like, she's like, yeah.
Says backs let's... up, and she chicken wings her machine gun at Jimmy and her submachine gun at Jackie.
Oh. Jackie's like hands up, is like no. Like,
calm the fuck down. We all got hit together. Just bioscan us. If we're gonna die, I just want to know.
So
we haven't lost any contact with each other. Do the scannies. I ran into the woods, but I ran right back.
Do the scannies. Do the scannies. Show us.
Yeah, we all look together.
I
would prefer if you put your fucking guns down, you mech head. Well, you're not a mech head, you're a grease head.
You might have a creepy crawly in your fucking brain right now.
And you're just as likely to have one as I am.
Then I'll... And she puts the submachine gun under her chin.
Alright, I'm fine with that.
Guys, this is only fair if we all have a gun.
Not you.
And then, like...
Not you.
No.
Jackie's like, should I go behind?
That's what I agree with. Not you.
That I don't fucking like.
You can have the tranquilizer.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Do the scan.
I'll let somebody else scan.
How about...
But as far as I know, I'm the only one who really knows how to read this thing.
That's true. Shit.
And that makes it kind of like... That makes the bias a little...
That's a bit of a problem.
And how about I want to be honest, and I don't think I'm anything.
Listen. I can't believe you're letting the mech be the voice of reason here. We all just got hit by something. We all just got scratched for the first time. Yes, it broke my collarbone, but that was a blunt force thing. We did see the guy in the Humvee or the APC that was all scratched up and infected. So my thoughts are that might be a vector. All right. The only reason I know the word vector is because your mother taught me.
It's funny. It's funny because what your mother taught me was. Nothing.
Me too. Welcome to my fucking life. Alright? So why don't you fucking scan all of us? Put your guns down.
No.
Fine. Just scan us.
Jackie starts scanning all of us, but also doing whatever makes sense systematically of like scans Saz with, with Jimmy right next to her, and then scans Jimmy with Saz right next to her. Yeah. And then,
And then Jimmy's got to scan you while I put guns on both of you.
Yeah.
And I need to be able to see it.
Sure. And I try to tell them what to look for, as far as, I have to do one scan to see if any of us are,
What does he see in the scans?
No xeno life forms detected.
And I think Jackie does her best to explain what she saw in the scan, which was a beach ball size, that was one word you used.
Yeah.
But just nothing around a thing. The skin of both the people we saw were kind of dead skin, so kind of empty space, and there was something inside. And right now we're just showing human body. What a human body, and you see the
You can see
pictures.
He's got a broken clavicle.
It's favorite kind of bodies.
So let's put our guns away. We're on the same team.
Keep the guns out.
I mean, keep them out. Keep them ready. Not at us. Don't shoot me.
She ships her submachine gun, and she keeps her big gun out, but she's not pointing it at anybody anymore.
Yeah.
Now, one of these things, they're smart enough to know that these weapons, these guns, this armory, hurts them because they've gathered it all here or used the people they were controlling.
Or sabotage.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but not knowing they were sabotaged.
No, I mean, or somebody sabotaged this.
It's all very science-y and hypothesis-y. Let's go maybe see if there's some footage.
Yeah, we gotta go. We know we have to go to the command
center. Well, I have a hypothesis.
I'll bet you the answer's in the footage.
I'll bet you my pith helmet. Which is my trinket.
Hey, meanwhile, did he find anything scavenging around the armory, or is it completely kaput?
Completely kaput.
Shite. What did you get out of that sample that you found?
The sample kit's just a sample
kit.
Yeah,
he's got a sample.
Great.
It's organic material that's melting, corrosing these things together.
On the ceiling, are there any ducks or are there any
classic alien?
Are there any ducks? Are there any ducks or vents?
Yes.
Do they look the vent? If I go up to the vent and mechie the screen off with my screwdriver, actually that's another character. If I mech it off with my muscles,
yeah,
or my crowbar. Never mind. Does it look like a human could fit inside?
Yes.
What's it look like in there?
Pristine ducking. I mean, with some dust and some. Okay, it looks like the power's been off for a bit.
I have my flashlight. Why don't actually? I might not be able to crawl with my clavicle broken.
Yeah, it would be painful.
That'd be painful. I might not be able to, but maybe you could
go on one second.
What are you looking? I'm curious what you're looking
for. Did everybody take a stress from failing their check?
Oh, yeah. Which check?
Yes.
The screech check.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
We might want to go through the ducts and maybe see if we can sneak up on whatever's happening in the command center.
Well...
Is there a map of the facility?
Well, back when we were at the T in Jackie's hand, there was no life. There was no life in the place.
Well, there's gotta be monsters.
Well, there might be, but there's no. The bioscanner didn't pick up anything. I'd rather be able to run than crawl. You know what I'm saying?
The point of the duct is it won't see you. You sneak up on them.
You're not gonna sneak up on it.
Sure you are. You ever seen aliens?
Yeah, they always lose.
We're
barely
not sneaking up on anything because I'm walking to the control center now.
Following him.
Her. Would I be able to crawl through the duct? It's just not going to work with my broken arm.
Yeah, but it would be painful.
No, Jimmy, come with us.
It would take
or
extra long.
Jimmy,
and you would probably get lost. There's no maps up there.
Is there a map on the wall in the armory?
Yeah.
Could I use my super mechanical diagnostic brain to take a mental image of the map and then translate that to the duct?
Sure.
Listen, I think that might not be a bad idea to go duct walking. If not, instead of just walking straight into the command center where there's probably going to be some more spooky spockies.
Well, yes.
We don't know that.
Jackie wouldn't want to not leave him to do that if the bioscanner is picking up stuff in the vents. If it's able to see now that we're inside the facility, it should be able to see in the vents. Yeah?
We got some griefers?
Oh, what'd you miss?
Oh, somebody's finally joining?
Yeah. Rumo joined the chat. Boy, what has been going on? A lot of stuff. We got to push on, but you'll get to the recap in a little bit.
So the bioscan, I think, would be able to pick up the vents, and if there's been no life form towards the armory or towards the command center, Jimmy, it doesn't make sense for you to crawl around in the vents like fucking that old terrible fucking Christmas movie.
What a Christmas movie?
Die Hard. I was doing a bit.
Where he's in the fucking vents with a lighter.
I've never seen Die Hard.
Well,
I was too busy fixing your mom's car to pay attention.
Or... yeah, go into the vents, but don't. Listen.
Splitting up's a bad idea. We know that, but I do think the vent idea might not be terrible. We got time. We could go to a vent excursion and come on back, and then we can walk in the front door like you want to, Mr. Guns McGee.
I'm out the door and walk into the command center.
God damn it,
Jackie! Kind of like that's.
He did have a gun on us 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, but also
you bloody
he's got
thought
guns.
We had bugs in our tummies.
I wanted to be sure we didn't, but I didn't mean shoot each other. If we did, that meant
we'd
have a couple
of
guns. Jimmy, come with us and let's look at the footage together. Then we all know what's going on together.
God damn it.
Then we can split up and go do our thing.
All right, fine.
Let's go. Come on.
Bad idea.
And Jackie runs to catch up because she's scared and does not want to be by herself, but also is not afraid to run away. I want to be clear on that. It is brave to run away.
All right,
bravely run away.
As you walk towards the command center, the party music's still going.
I think Jackie is just like straight, like scanners out all times okay. now, like doing like 1, 2, 3, 360, 1, 2, 3, 360, check in.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, Jackie.
You come to the command center.
Right in here. Oh.
Right. This is a central nervous system of the base. On the controls, you find a slumped over Marine corpse.
I scan it the first fuck thing, out of it.
We walk into the command center? Yeah. Like, we're no problem?
Yeah.
Do we walk by any rooms to get when we're on the way to the command center?
Well, things we're looking for are blood.
So from the armory, going back to that intersection, going along there, when you get to the command center door, there's, you know, the door to your left, and then the door to your right is the commissary, and that's where the, you know, loud music's coming from.
Doors are open, doors are closed.
Doors are... The fuck is that symbol? Is that an open or a closed?
I guess it wasn't...
Where's the key to the map?
Well, I guess, I don't know if that's what you're looking for. It wasn't exactly clarified what kind of doors are these.
Yeah, for listeners at home, what kind of doors are these?
Are
they sphincter doors?
No, like classic sci-fi, you know, base doors that like...
Up, down. Verticals.
Yeah. Doors
verticals.
Open or doors closed?
I mean, the armory door was a different blast door.
That one's different.
But to the command center and to the commissary, it's the same type of door that just, you know, zips up like
up
a Star
and down.
Trek thing.
Up and down, vertical.
Yeah. As we're walking past doors,
they
how about
are
this?
Open.
If there's any open doors, can I close them?
Okay, you That's close the commie idea. Door, the commissary door.
Well, it's not, hang on, not that one. The other ones, anything we passed... Like in the hallway, we should shut those.
That's
no, you
doing.
Don't pass any
okay,
doors.
Nothing else. Well, then first, I want to go into the commissary and switch the music off.
Why?
So that we can hear monsters coming.
Smart.
All right.
What
so
if they...
there's going to be a monster in the commissary. You know.
You know,
that,
some
right?
bugs don't like noise.
In the commissary, you find a ransacked mess hall and rec room. The lights in here are flickering. This is where the fucking mess is. It's fucking awful and gross and all destroyed. There's a drooping banner that reads "Happy Birthday, Olsen."
Oh, he's dead.
There's a hole
nope,
in the ceiling that rain is dropping
guys,
through.
He's dead.
And you can see that
tags.
It's pep, you know, the hole is from bullets.
Oh, Michael.
So like somebody was wildly shooting and Olsen. Like a couple bullets went through the roof. Empty cups. Dishware, broken glass, bullet casings and blood splatter the floor. A woman's head is ripped off at the neck.
Mm. Nice.
I'm gonna say that's Jimmy. You're a Marine, combat hardened. You're a scientist. Gore doesn't really, but
what?
Fear check on that.
You kidding me?
Severed head?
I don't know. I
fuck with severed heads all the time.
For it.
All right.
You know how many people I've seen smash between machinery?
Because like medicine and like field medicine
still
surgery isn't my expertise.
One, no problem. You kidding me?
Oh, I got an 80, so I fail. Jackie fails. That's gross. And also upsetting.
I pass so handedly. Jimmy's got no problem with that.
Jackie starts to...
Alright, let's get the fuck out of this room. This is a bad room.
She takes a hit from her inhaler.
This is where the bad went down.
Get the fuck out of here. Close this door.
You said there's bullet casings and signs of a struggle.
Yeah.
Are all the guns and grenades also
It'll be petroleum.
Gone from here? Or are they like lying around? Okay.
Nope.
Alright.
It's just carbon.
There's a makeshift barricades. On the door that says crew quarters. So like map in your head, you know, the door that says crew quarters this way is also towards the armory. Mm. There's an upturned table. There was a cake. There's a human arm protruding from where the cake splashed. Mm. You find the headless corpse that belonging to that head. Under another table, with, you know, the, it looks like something giant crawled out of the neck.
Would one be a critical fail, critical success?
No.
One is
zero
still,
is a critical yeah. success.
So this is a zero.
Zero,
a
yeah.
zero.
Double zeros.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, yeah, let's...
The fuck out of here.
Out to the command center.
You turn off the music.
Does the room yeah. have any signs of, like, holes, bugs?
Like there's a hole in the ceiling.
The holes in
the
ceiling.
The
bullet
holes
in the
ceiling.
Bullet holes in the ceiling, but there isn't, like, a...
Yeah, any mud holes?
There's no mud holes.
No mud holes.
And besides the one body with the decapitated but teared head, like
yes.
not clean, are there any other bodies?
Nope.
That's a bad
Just
sign.
Just the one.
It's a very bad sign.
That's concerning.
Certainly.
And I'm not okay with what's going, like,
None of
the way this bug works.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad stuff. Bad place. Bad
so
place.
The music is now off. You can hear the... clatter of rain on the roof and the drip, drip, drip of it coming through the bullet holes in the ceiling.
Okay. Close the door, leave the room.
Yep.
Boom.
To the command center.
Across the hall.
Brian, right. You want to clickety-clack?
Well, there's a dude
the
slumped
keyboard?
In the
yep.
command center. How about
Over.
Before you bow-scan the dude on the command center?
Yeah, like, as we're, like, still going, like, in the cafeteria,
you can clearly
bio-scan.
See that the back of their head is blown out by a gunshot.
Oh. Interesting. They killed themselves. That's
well,
in
we'll
one
just...
hand, right, you know, next to the hand that dangles lifelessly down is a revolver. And one hand is holding, like, a clipboard.
What's he wearing?
Fatigues.
Dog tags.
Check
you
them.
Check the tags.
Mm-hmm.
It is Second Lieutenant Kaplan.
Kaplan.
Damn it!
All right.
The very
so,
same that you were sent to rendezvous with.
First
Check.
Mission priority.
Check.
Almost
I mean,
accomplished.
Accomplished.
And then I relieve the revolver.
Rendezvous.
Check.
He's got five shots.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
I click it open and I hand them to Jimmy because he's.
No. I've got six. You take the one with five and just hold on to it.
I've got two guns. I've got three guns.
Jackie's like, I'd like another gun. I'm not good with them, but
I don't know if that's a great idea.
I'll take the other revolver, goddammit.
Let's see if it gets spicy.
The body
well, fuck you guys!
Is covered in small paper cut looking thing, incisions.
Yeah, well.
You want a skinny skinny?
Yeah, I've been scanning as we go. Like,
what does he see in the scan? He just dead, nothing.
No signs of life.
Alright. Close the door. Anything else in the comms room besides a bunch of panels and a dead guy?
The clipboard that Lieutenant Kaplan was holding is a duty roster organizational chart. Do you care? So, at any point, you can reference command structure and personnel numbers and stuff.
I'd look for the four, including Kaplan, names that we've seen so far.
Alright, Kaplan is platoon commander.
Yep.
Dr. Edom is the mission specialist.
Uh-huh.
I haven't found her yet. Them.
No.
Hinton is the science officer. There's a little parenthesis, synthetic.
Synthetic.
Ouch.
Olson, PFC Olson.
Dead.
Was part yeah. of Zigzag Squad. You found him outside.
Mm-hmm.
In the
mud.
There
pieces.
Was who else do we did we have here? We have inside the garage Sergeant Abra, who is
Giga Dead.
A squad leader, part of Siege Squad. And Demir, who was the guy in the ACP, and they were the mechanic.
Nice. What else is in this room besides a bunch of computers and a dead guy?
Well, it's the you know command center, so there's the central computer and communication instruments that are smashed.
Oh, great.
It can be repaired, though.
That's what I'm here for, baby.
In one round.
No problem, baby. How about you two close the door and let me make sweet love, mechanical love to this command post?
Yeah.
And you watch my back.
We'll shut us in.
Beautiful.
while he's trying to repair it, Jackie wants to look for, like, schematic to, like, you know, science bay, med bay. Because third... Okay, so we failed one objective. We didn't fail it, but, like, guy's dead.
Didn't fail,
like,
shit. He killed himself.
We didn't fail anything.
But we found it. Oh, okay, succeed. Sure, whatever. I don't know. I'm not military. I mean, he's a dead guy, so, like, what's he gonna do?
Listen, we couldn't call it looking mission for accomplished, but we didn't fail.
The base he was never here
to be rendezvous.
Science bay and medical bay.
There is no science facility in Greta Base. All the science was being done at the Terran Terraforming Center. There is the med bay. The Terran...
Where's Heron, the sci-fi bay?
The Heron, Heron Terraforming Station... is up through the jungle to this river mouth valley. They built a dam there to power all the science.
Reading
the maps and stuff in the command center. It's a 20 minutes
that's a good one.
20 minute journey in a vehicle. On foot.
We have a vehicle. As I'm kind of looking through, I think Jackie's kind of talking out loud. That's how she does, like, research and science to her colleagues, even though you guys are not her peers.
Definitely not.
You guys are colleagues now.
Yes, we are.
So the objective is, the first objective, asterisk, we've met. Sure.
Establish contact with Kaplan.
Accomplished. Yeah. We're working on comms right now. Check.
Yeah.
Well, put a circle around that. Hopefully gonna be a check. How's it looking, Jimmy?
I haven't rolled yet, but all right, be cool. A problem.
We need to go to the science lab. Look for...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
To look for scientist Edom and the lead, the synthetic.
And the science guy. And to turn it back on if we can. Also, I mean, let's be real. That's where the
fucking leave. Well, we need to get them, but comms are more important. We need to be able to leave and contact people to let them know what the fuck is going on here.
It sounds like let him roll, I guess, and try it. But
well,
it
don't
sounds
say
like
it.
To me that ain't no comms getting out while whatever signal is at the science base.
But if we can kind of fix the comms, we know that scream I heard when I ran into the jungle. We need to talk about it because it was scary. It was scary, and we have to process that. But it was the same one inside, which means that the dropship, when I said it initially, I thought, because I was scared, I thought they were getting attacked. It doesn't mean that our transport is fucked, but there's something atmospheric, sonic, some wavelength is fucking with this. There's a scientific reason for it all.
I see what you're saying. Listen, once he's done looking through these, see what he can get turned on, see if he can get any security footage, whatever. Then we leave. We got the truck. Maybe first we head back to the dropship. Make sure everything's okay there and update them since we can't radio them.
Yeah.
Then science base, take out the bugs, turn everything back on.
Keep working on comms, and then Jackie wants to start looking through the you know, footage of the facility.
Okay. So to repair stuff, right? Repairs, this is reading straight from the book. Repairs take time, knowledge, or tools.
Hey, baby.
Only roll a check if players lack two out of the three. So since you have time, knowledge, and tools, no check. You do it in one round, which is 10 seconds.
So you're saying I'm able to turn on the machines.
You're able to fix...
You reroute. You do some...
It's crazy. It's crazy because the only thing I usually am able to turn on is your fucking mother.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I haven't had a good one lined up.
Power on.
So, you have the command center back online.
Alright, what are our readouts showing? What do we got? We got...
I thought you were turning on comms.
No, comms are coming. Comms are being jammed from the base.
You could turn, like...
Blast through the interference.
Yeah, you could try to do that. You could also, review security footage.
We're good. We're safe in here. Let's watch some videos.
I think we should establish comms. We should at least establish our ride out.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we'll try to reach the
push through to the transport ship.
The metamorphosis. Let's try to make the metamorphosis. No.
Not even metamorphosis. The dropship we came down on.
Oh, up in atmosphere?
A mile away.
Who is
it's
Anders.
Parked on the ground where
it's called the metamorphosis.
No, that's the big ship.
In orbit.
Oh, what's the name of our dropship called?
It doesn't have a name. It's the dropship.
The dropship.
It was Anders.
Oh, I'm going to call it Jack. I'm going to try to call Jack.
His name isn't Jack. His name is Anders.
All right, I'm going to try to reach community. I'm trying to do a direct calm line to my boy Jack.
Jackie slams a hand on him and is like, call him Anders. This is fucking serious.
I'm going to call him Jack. That's how he knows it's going to be me and not a bug in my body.
Call him whatever you want, but
if I called him Anders, it'd be sus.
You know what? That's also true. But he doesn't know that.
What was the first thing?
I'm going to try to direct comm line to the dropship.
You open the comms, and a shriek comes through the comms. However, it's much less painful and kind of sounds, nice and musical now.
Oh, that's way worse. That scares me way more.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? No, I like it.
No, it doesn't. It's a wave. It's like something's messing with it.
No, we're infected.
I think we're risking. Well, I think that. I don't know if
I shut that shit right off. I'm gonna
Saz
I'm gonna
is
go,
glad you did that because she was about to shoot it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go full like engineer brain and be like, nope, we're not addressing that. We're going. I'm fucking stuffing it down with brown. Not dealing with my problems. That we're not dealing with. Let's watch some video. Deal?
Yeah.
Cool. We're watching video. That we're not dealing with.
All right.
You can't be scared of science
through,
and like new things.
Don't need it.
Video footage, right? It starts with a lot of nothing. The way that like you saw the commissary, it sits there for days, and you're scrolling back. And then, like, you see, like, an explosion of movement and blood, and you go, let's see the start of this.
Yeah.
Right? So, it looks like they were having a birthday party for PFC Olsen.
Aw. Silly Olsen.
Fucking Olsen.
Aw, Michael.
The video quality isn't good enough to see exactly, who has paper cuts or anything like that. But it doesn't take long into the birthday party for... one of the women, for her to start acting really strange and kind of like, her body starts to vibrate and jiggle, and then her head like snaps back, pops off, fucking Carsonid pops out of her, and a bloody mess ensues.
Great.
Some gunfire. It looks like almost everybody of the duty roster was in attendance, or at least... the marine detachment.
Did we see an android?
No. You do not see Dr. Hinton, or just Hinton. Mm. Nor do you see Dr. Edom. Mm. So the Carsonid doesn't get anybody in the commissary, right? There was no other bodies. So the Marines retreated. And it looks like they took one of the ACPs and there were some deaths along, like Private Olsen was killed outside the garage.
On his birthday.
So a large portion of the Marines escaped in the APC. Oh.
Do we know what direction they headed?
Towards the Heron terraforming station.
Okay, can we replay the footage on the armory?
Sure.
Unless you guys want to...
No, I
no, but I have a follow-up question about that. So there was a second vehicle?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. Footage of the armory, then.
So, after, from timestamps and, maybe pulling them up side by side, So after the initial breakout and fight that ensued, the one carcinid, like, chased the APC away. A couple other people who didn't make it into the APC start milling around. You recognize them as, who was it? Sergeant Abra and Demar. Call it Sergeant Abra was the one who went into the armory, blew the blast door off, and took all the weapons, and then some gross, like, crab legs came out of their mouth and spat a bunch of shit on the pile of weapons, and then the crab legs went back in, wearing a little Sergeant Abra suit.
Great.
Where they went to the garage and started digging their hole. Everybody roll a fear check for this footage.
Yeah, that's
it. It has no
reasonable
sound, so it's eerie, creepy, and awful.
Can I?
I'm gonna pass that though.
Can I add military training to a save?
I fail that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is gross.
Quit being so afraid of shit.
I'm crawling up the ladder. I'm.
Saz passes.
I'm past my
pass
panic 50% right now. Like, I'm at 11.
What happens when you start failing? You make us all gain stress. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, that's just whenever.
That's what a Marine does.
That's whenever
a scientist.
Whenever I fail a sanity. No. I don't.
Oh, Marines.
When I have a panic attack, I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Oh, I don't know either. You better not have one.
I'm trying not to, but like this stuff is scary.
Maybe we should stop letting him watch things. Watch things. Mm.
But you guys aren't scientists.
So Saz takes out her stylish, vintage cigarette case and lights up inside.
It's like, oh, it sounds really nice right now.
All right.
That does. I've been smelling cigarettes for the last, 2 weeks.
So it sounds
those fuckers burning.
I know that.
Those fuckers burning house goods.
It's like, oh, fuck, chemicals.
Sounds like our next move is getting back in the truck and heading out.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about going back to the dropship and sharing anything, because at this point, I kind of feel like anyone we see is catching a bullet. Anyone we see has a bug inside of them.
And we
anyone
don't?
Anyone we see is not us. We done the skinny. We know for now we're safe, right? But anyone we find in the terraforming facility, they catch one right between the eyes. Immediately,
But the folks we came down with, they're sitting in the dropship. They don't probably want bugs in them.
No, probably not. But they're probably not going to be down with us slotting everyone we find.
How about we go back to the dropship, refresh up on our one nameless, Marine that we can bring along? Then we head over to the base.
Also, I'm going to tell you right now, Saz, I love this. I want to be a hero. I'm not. I don't like what's going on right now.
We could trade Jackie out for someone who's got a little more.
Like, this is scary. And if I go with you, I would love to help and, I will scan
That's
the
fair.
Fuck out of all of you.
There's also, there's a synthetic on the dropship. Probably could help us restart the terraforming machine.
Yeah, I mean, I also have a broken collarbone, too. I want to kick some ass, and I feel like I've been helpful, but I also don't really. I can't lift anything.
All right,
we've accomplished.
So we're going back to the dropship, and
we've accomplished one thing.
Roster
important. We've learned a lot.
We've learned one.
We've
accomplished
and
completed one objective.
We've got a lot of data.
Right, but we've also learned a lot.
But the comms are a big thing. Could we maybe just spend a little time here in the command center and
outside of character, completely table talk, Enzo, you.
Yeah.
You've misunderstood that we can't reestablish comms without fixing what's going on at the science base.
Oh, did I miss that?
Yes.
Also, we're not turning that thing back on. It's
okay.
too spooky for all of us to fuck with right now.
The bug hive, probably at the science base, is doing comms interference.
Yeah.
We can't turn it on at this outpost.
We don't want to fuck with it. It's getting creepy that it sounded good to us, and that is something my brain doesn't really want to grapple with.
Well, But maybe we could push a little bit into it.
You can.
Wait, what if we go...
I am not.
Why don't we... Because we are safe
you can,
in the ACP.
You can also stay in the command center if you want.
Right, Saz? We're safe in there, right?
I don't know. These things...
If we're safe from an evil sound that can put a bug inside you.
Yeah.
That's just not how they work. It doesn't... Science... bugs... They don't work like that.
Listen,
there has to be a little bit of contact.
It actually
right?
might not be a bad idea to leave someone in this command center. Are there any live cameras that this command center has access to?
What do you mean?
Like, are there any existing cameras that if someone's sitting in this command center can look at outdoor footage of this facility?
Yeah, they got perimeter cameras.
It might not be a bad idea to leave Jackie in this.
Have we linked? Are there?
And she can keep fucking with the sound. If she turns into a buzz, just
to
leave
the Terran. To the science outpost.
To the Terran terraforming?
I think it's okay.
To the terraforming.
But
there's
not
no
someone who's going
to
turn it on and let that wiggly into their brain.
There
well,
might,
she
well,
wants to
could
wiggle
have
her
been,
brain.
But too much comm interference. So it's only local.
Why don't we... Well, for one, I'm not leaving this place not inside that machine. Although I love walking and I love rocks. I'm going to be inside that. But why don't we drive up a little bit and maybe get a little... and then go back to the transport.
Drive up a little bit. Because
I'm not a soldier. I'm not going to assault a fucking arachnid spider base.
Well, I think that's why we go back to the dropship.
We refresh on bodies.
We do some roster swaps.
Yeah.
But we don't,
line change.
But we don't
line
know change. What's up there yet. It might be nothing.
It's something.
I don't think it's fucking nothing.
I don't think it's nothing.
Well.
I think
anyone there gets a bullet in the head, and anyone who comes with us needs
agreed.
To understand that.
Yep, I agree.
Well, then that doesn't make any sense either, because like one of us has to go with them.
All of us are gonna go with them.
One of us has to like stay with. It doesn't make it outside of game. It doesn't make any sense.
Outside of game, what doesn't make sense to you about this? We have to send a team to the terraforming facility where we think that probably the other people who have turned into bugs are, where we know the comms interference is coming from. What Saz is saying is that any human that we see who is not part of our strike team gets
us three
shot in the head.
Us three right now.
No, our team... from the dropship. So
eight
any of,
us. Of
the characters we can swap out.
All right. I think Jackie's...
They need to understand that when we swap characters...
You see it kind of lock in with Jackie's like, then we can't go back to the ship.
Why not?
We haven't seen them. We're the only three we can trust right now.
You got the skinny.
And also, they haven't left the ship. How are they going to be
But
affected?
It doesn't matter. We don't fully understand what's going on right now. We don't know how we're infected.
You saying containment. You saying quarantine procedure.
We have to go figure out more of what's going on to see if we're actually contaminated. Yeah, like right now, like she does, like she just pulls out her bioscanner, like, bloo. Yeah, you look fine right now. Bloo. You look fine right
like,
now.
No, you're not fine.
Bloo. You look fine right now. We're not fine though, because we don't understand what's going on. We can't go back to the dropship, even if it's safe, even if it's secure. We have to go to the facility. What we have to do is try to keep trying to establish comms with them, break through that that noise that we are starting to like.
Don't do that. I don't like that.
Well, you don't have to like it, but that's the reality of the situation. We can't go back to the ship.
We can't go back to the spaceship.
We can't go back to the dropship either.
Why?
We can't trust them. They can't trust us.
But we have the same exposure. Us as them. We have the same exposure to whatever's going on this planet. I think we can go back to the dropship, shuffle our roster for a strike on the terraforming facility.
If you strongly
feel we can't, we could scan them and maybe not even get out of the APC. But if it looks fine on the scanner, you know, maybe there's someone there a little more useful than you on a strike mission.
I'm extremely useful.
This is what we could do, too. Instead of...
All right, stop. First, show of hands, who would switch out a character?
I think that
I'm halfsy about it.
Yeah, you're good health.
My android character would be good at
not getting infected.
Well, I don't know about that, honestly. We'll find out.
I think very realistically, I would not.
Unless two people want to switch out, you're not going back to the dropship.
I think that we should leave somebody at this base. I think instead, if we're worried about contamination risk, you and I can, Jackie and Jimmy, can stay at this base and stay in the comms room and stay in the command center, locked down, be safe, and be there as backup, be there as communication if the communication gets opened up, and also not risk contamination. You go back, recruit three more people, and then go on to the Nexus.
I like it all except for one thing, which is we shouldn't go back to the ship. You should keep trying to plug comms into pushing through the interference, and then Saz and Jackie should go to the research place and just start scouting and try to figure out what's going on out there.
I hear you. I don't think comms is going to work.
Comms doesn't work.
We have to...
We know that. No, we know that outside of...
But that's why two of us going to the place is better than...
All right, going here, back to how the about place. This?
I don't know.
I think what
you're saying... Take a bite on this.
Just, like, disagree.
While you guys are having this argument in the command center...
Oh, God.
You notice on the perimeter cameras that a Marine and one, maybe two, of your spare characters are walking up the road.
That's good game mastering.
That's good game mastering.
So now you have the numbers to leave somebody at the Greta base and a full complement to go to the Heron research, or the Heron terraforming.
And maybe we decide that in the break between episodes?
Yeah. Perfect. So, when we resume Mothership 2HGM, we will sort out who will be exploring the Heron Research, Heron Terraforming Station. But until then, you can find us at 2HGM.com, where you'll see a banner ad for Afterlife, our original setting and system, available now on DriveThruRPG. Also on our website, you can find some other role-playing compliments and Patreon. Support us on Patreon. Get access to the Discord, where you can listen to arguments like this live and chime in.
And also, discussions. The more you donate to the Patreon, the more we'll imbibe during these episodes, and the more chaotic it will be.
Absolutely.
For your viewing pleasure.
That's not really in the terms of service, but I have no problem with it. Sounds good.
Unofficial.
So, until next time, thank you to our listeners, and thank you to the Burning Saviors for the intro and outro to our song, and we will see you next time.